Oh, sometimes I love a little country. You know, like Rascal Flatts, of course. So let me tell you something. Had a fun time talking with Jay DeMarcus of Rascal Flatts. Yesterday morning is when I got an opportunity to talk with him for about 10 minutes or so. And just what a wonderful, wonderful guy. And of course, you know their songs. Many years ago. Yeah, that's not Jay, by the way. That's his cousin, Gary. Both of them, by the way, from, you know, from Ohio. Ohio boys who made it big down in Nashville. The reason I wanted to do the interview is because they made the announcement in 2019, like January, early February, they were ending the band, disbanding. What? And why? And they said, well, we're going to have a concert tour, and we're going to announce it to the world. And then, of course, they made the announcement like a day before COVID hit. And so, of course, there was no tour. And so they all went their separate ways this last year. And I asked Jay about that. And I had some technical difficulties, just so you know, at the start of the interview. So he was very gracious and said, look, don't want to dwell too much on the break of the band and why. There was no whys. We just decided we had had 20 years of number one hits and amazing albums and amazing adventure together, but we each wanted to do some separate things. So I wanted to ask him about that, but I had to ask him at least once, Jay, Could you please tell me, you know, what's it like being in the band? Is it all that fun, or is it behind the scenes pretty rough?
Being in a band, if anybody tells you it's not hard, they're lying. Because you have to, it's like being in a marriage. Yeah. And you have to compromise, you have to give, you have to take. So it's, I think it was just time for us to get away from each other for a little bit. And for no other reason than it's a healthy thing to do.
Oh, that makes sense. So here you are, certainly distinct individuals with your own real careers. Well, let's talk about yours for a moment, because you're going into some new interesting directions. I think you're looking at new talent and actually helping to groom others, right?
Yeah, I started Red Street Records back in 2018, and it's a CCM label. It's a Christian label. I started out in Christian music in the early 90s as part of a duo called East to West. And so that music and its message has always been near and dear to my heart. And I, you know, my faith is a huge foundation of the person that I am and my upbringing. And I rely on it a lot to get me through the crap that life throws at all of us. And
sure.
So I wanted to be a part of sending that message into the world. And more importantly, mentoring young artists that had the same dreams, goals, and aspirations that I did when I was a young artist. And I thought, you know, if I can use my experience that I've gained on the road over the years to pass on to somebody else any knowledge that I might have that they might be able to use, I find great reward in that. So it's been really neat to find people that are passionate about their music and their message and, you know, put my time and energy and resources behind them. I love doing that.
We certainly see there's no lack of people wanting to get into the music industry from all the shows, from, you know, The Voice and American Idol and all that. How does someone, because I know someone's going to be going, well, how do I get a hold of Jay, and how does he mentor me? How's that work?
You know, that's a really good question, and the simple answer is you have to set yourself apart from everybody else that's doing it. You know, there is a sea of people every day that move to this town trying to make it in the music business, and I hate to say this, but there's just something that sticks out in a person that's an intangible, some kind of, you know, a lot of people call it, you know, the star quality, that when someone walks in a room, you're captivated by them. And for whatever reason, you have to listen to what they have to say. You have to listen to what they have to sing. And a lot of people try it. Very, very few people have that special touch. You know, it's kind of like my cousin Gary. When he opens his mouth, you want to hear what he has to sing, because he's an extraordinary singer. Some of the greatest storytellers in the world have that thing about them that you can't help but be captivated by it. So it's hard to pinpoint. And I mean, if we could tell the future and predict who stars would be, there'd be a lot of billionaires in this town. There's just something there that you can't describe and you can't put your finger on that captivates you.
And you're working it with at least one artist. Who's one artist that you're working with that we may be hearing from soon?
Well, there's a young artist, he's 19 years old, named Cade Thompson, and it has a fantastic song out right now called New Normal, and it was, you know, was born out of the pandemic, and, you know, just simply saying, we don't have to accept this as the new normal. There's something else out there, and there's a greater hope and a life that we find in a relationship with Christ. And for a 19-year-old kid to be able to beautifully articulate that and put his feelings down on paper, those are one of the things that when you talk about those intangibles, it's extraordinary for such a young mind to be so mature and to send a message to his generation of, hey, we don't have to accept the fact that there are going to be mass school shootings all the time. We don't have to accept the fact that our kids are being lost in depression and drugs and alcohol. There are other answers out there to life's problems. And so those are the things that I look for and the messages that I want to be a part of sending out into the universe.
Well, how grounded and how wonderful to, and refreshing to hear from such a successful artist as yourself. And I wish you all the best in your future, and I look forward to hearing from the artists that you work with and any other endeavors. Unfortunately, our time is up. I know you have other interviews to do, but thank you so much for sharing your message with me this morning.
I appreciate that. Thank you for your time, man.
Wow.
God bless.
Thank you. That was so much fun talking with her. I had to hear Kate Thompson's song. And by the way, Jay let me have a copy of Kate's song. And it's pretty powerful. I'm going to play first minute or so of it. I know we've got to get on to giving away some of our prizes and stuff and other things going on this morning. But I think you'll appreciate this message. This kid is 19 years old, and he's singing about his experience being in a school when there was a potential for a shooter in the building. It's pretty powerful stuff. It is a good song and with a great message, and wanted to share just a tad with it for you. It's called New Normal, Kate Thompson. 11 minutes after 7 o'clock on Mix 98.9, it's 55 degrees. Good morning.
Walking through these high school halls afraid, locks on the doors, but I don't feel safe. Too many guns in the hands of hate. It's a new normal. We're supposed to be young and innocent, but it feels like those days just came and went. World's looking darker than it's ever been. It's a new normal. We're too young. Every tear on every face, and one day they'll all be wiped away. And we're alone. We're not alone in the in-between. Be our hope when hope is unseen. Give us a glimpse of the greater dream. And we're alone. We're too young.
Wow. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock on Mix 98.9, our Daily Dilemma coming up next.